London terror investigation.
The police have now identified all three of the attackers.
Concert for Manchester victims.
Uplifting pop had a defiant undertone.
Sex assault trial opens.
Bill Cosby is not expected to testify here in court.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, British authorities say they're moving fast in the wake of the London Bridge attack over the weekend that left seven people dead and dozens injured. CBS's Larry Miller has details.
Police say they know the identities of the three terrorists but aren't releasing them while the investigation continues into whether there was a wider network behind the plot. One of the attackers had an Irish ID card on him. Yesterday, police raided two East London addresses at the home of one of the attackers. A number of people were arrested. We're also learning more about the victims. They come from Britain, but also France, New Zealand, and Australia. A young woman from British Columbia, Canada, died in her fiancé's arms. Prime Minister Theresa May.
Victims came from a number of nationalities. This was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world.
The head of Scotland Yard, Cressida Dick, says new tactics are required to counter a new kind of terror threat.
We need to look at our strategy, we need to look at our resourcing, we need to look at the techniques we're using.
Some information is coming through about at least one of the attackers. A neighbor claims he reported him to the police after the man tried to recruit small children at a playground to radical Islam. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Well, Britain's prime minister has called for a new effort to rein in online extremism. CBS News National Security contributor Fran Townsend says it's a challenge for sites like Twitter and YouTube.
They have an understandable and righteous concern about First Amendment. I get that. By the same token, you can't allow yourselves to provide the social media companies material support. They have to deploy technology that will allow them to identify video, audio, pictures, and take them down.
Well, spirits soared last night near the scene of last month's UK terror attack. The One Love Manchester concert raised $13 million for the victims and their families.
Ariana Grande said the joyous atmosphere was intentional. The mother of 15-year-old bombing victim Olivia Campbell told the pop star her daughter would have wanted to hear the hits. Singer Robbie Williams, who grew up near Manchester, changed the lyrics to his hit song, Strong. That empowering note was echoed by Katy Perry.
Love conquers fear and love conquers hate.
Grande and Coldplay frontman Chris Martin covered Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger, the city's unofficial anthem following the bombing. Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Manchester, England.
Well, here at home, President Trump has used the London attack to blast the city's mayor and tout his own travel ban. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In the immediate aftermath of the attack, the president mocked London Mayor Sadiq Khan for saying that people shouldn't be alarmed by an increased police presence. And in tweets, he called for a reinstatement of his ban on visitors from six majority Muslim countries, saying it would provide an extra level of safety. This morning, Mr. Trump laments that his travel ban has been, quote, watered down by the courts, saying his own Justice Department should seek a much tougher version as the matter goes before the Supreme Court. Last night, the president told attendees at a Ford's Theater fundraising gala,
"This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end."
And the president vowed to, quote, "do what is necessary to prevent this threat from spreading to our shores." Steve?
Well, pro-Trump demonstrators turned out yesterday in Portland, Oregon.
USA! USA!
And so did USA! Opponents. The rally is taking place a week after two men were stabbed to death by an attacker who shouted insults at two Muslim teenagers. Police made more than a dozen arrests and confiscated knives, bricks, and other weapons. In an interview with NBC News, Russia's Vladimir Putin rejected claims of meddling in the U.S. election.
Presidents come and go, and even the parties in power change. But the main political direction does not change. We don't care who's the head of the United States. We know more or less what is going to happen.
And he said the idea that Russia has damaging information on Donald Trump is, quote, a load of nonsense. Four Arab nations have cut ties to Qatar over its relations with Iran and support of Islamist groups. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain have taken the action. And some airlines from those countries say they'll stop flights to Qatar. Qatar is home to a U.S. airbase, one that's a key component in the air campaigns in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. 30 years ago, Bill Cosby had the top show on television. He was called America's Dad. It's all different now. CBS's Matt Piper tells us his trial on sexual assault charges opens today outside Philadelphia.
79-year-old Bill Cosby is not expected to testify here in court, but the sole accuser who sued him within the statute of limitations is Andrea Constand. According to Cosby's now public deposition, in 2004, he gave her three blue pills to alleviate stress before lying on his couch and engaging in sex acts. He says it was consensual. She does not. Since then, nearly 60 women have come forward saying Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted them, too. If convicted in this case, Cosby could get up to 10 years in prison. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
In Taunton, Massachusetts, jury selection opens today in a trial about text messages and suicide. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us with more.
They were just teenagers, Steve. A Massachusetts woman accused of sending her boyfriend dozens of text messages encouraging him to kill himself. Michelle Carter, charged with manslaughter in the 2014 death of Conrad Roy III, the 18-year-old found in his pickup truck dead of carbon monoxide poisoning. In one text transcript released by prosecutors, then 17-year-old Carter allegedly writing to Roy, "The time is right and you're ready. You just need to do it."
Well, President Trump will use a White House speech in a few hours to push for privatization of the nation's air traffic control system. And this week he'll launch an effort for a $1 trillion plan to repair roads and bridges. The Golden State Warriors are the personification of postseason perfection. CBS's Steve Futterman says they took Game 2 of the NBA Finals 132-113.
It was another one-sided win for the Warriors.
Golden State remains perfect. 14-0.
The call on ABC, just like they did in Game 1, the Warriors took control of the game in the second half. Golden State still has not lost a game in the postseason, but Coach Steve Kerr says the toughest test is still ahead.
Now we got to go back there, so you know we're just trying to think about the next game.
Games 3 and 4 will be played in Cleveland. The Cavaliers have to win at least one to stay alive. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the NBA Finals in Oakland.
Baseball has lost a former star who went public with his struggles with mental illness.
I'm Tom Foti. Jimmy Pearsall was one of the most colorful baseball players and announcers of his time. He overcame a mental breakdown early in his career to become an all-star center fielder with the Boston Red Sox and celebrated his 100th home run while with the Mets by running the bases backward. He later had his ups and downs as a broadcaster with the White Sox.
I got fired because I told the truth. I feel that if a guy that knows the game, especially an ex-jock, he should tell what happened. And then the player gets mad and he says, "You're negative." You're not negative. He's negative because he's playing bad.
Jimmy Pearsall has died near Chicago. He was 87 years old. Tom Foti, CBS News.
In Spokane, Washington, a group of fatherless men in their 20s has posted an ad for a generic dad to grill burgers and hot dogs for them over Father's Day weekend. The ad says applicants should have 18 years of dad experience and at least a decade behind a grill. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.